First and Goal Show with your host, Lou Landers and Mike Stromey.
Welcome to the First and Goal Show. I am your host, Lou Landers, joined by my co-host, Mike Stromey, back for week 12 of the NFL season on this episode, giving you our three favorite bets for the week. We'll wrap things up with us giving you our surefire can't-miss bet of the week. A reminder to go check out our 2020 Thanksgiving special aired last night, Tuesday night. Of course, you'll also want to check out our DFS preview for the main slate coming out on a Thursday. Subscribe to the First and Goal Show via the Sports Grid Radio Network on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. And check out our partners, Fantasy Football Blueprint, at fantasyfootballblueprint.com. Bringing you on in here, Mike, I'm almost short of breath from that intro. What's the game to completely avoid this week from a batting standpoint?
Lou, there's way too many on this slate. Like, a lot of the numbers are super, super sharp right now. I think I've heard bookmakers say this before on different podcasts, or on different shows throughout the years, and they tend to say that the weekend slate after Thanksgiving, whether it's the NFL or whether it's college football, it's usually really, they pace, and you've seen a lot of the numbers here. There's a lot of fives, and we've talked about the number five when it comes to football before. Not really common when it comes to spreads. They want the public to, they kind of want the handle to determine what the number is and what direction it goes. So as it stands right now when we're recording, there's a lot of fives out there that are, the numbers are basically going to determine where I go most of this. Like, there are a few select ones we'll put on the show, which kind of leads credence to the fact that I like these plays a little bit more. The numbers are going to kind of normalize, but there's just so many games to avoid right now as it stands. It's a sharp week all around.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you can't just pick one. It's like Lay's. You can't just eat one. I mean, I think that's bullshit, by the way. I've proven it a number of times, just in your face. Mark Messier, if you remember those commercials from back in the day with Mark Messier. Either way, I shouldn't have used a hockey reference on a football show because a lot of Americans listening have no idea who Mark Messier is unless you lived in New York, probably. Either way, I digress. My game to avoid from a betting standpoint this week, Chiefs and the Bucks, and it's very similar to the way I felt last week about the Packers and the Colts. I did feel the Colts would win that game. I happened to get that right. I hope I get this one right. I do think the Chiefs will win this game. It's just too close to call, though. Two very good teams, two very good quarterbacks. Not worth taking a bet on, in my opinion. But two of the bets we do want to make, Mike, I will give you mine. I got the Los Angeles Chargers at the Buffalo Bills. Bills favored by 5.5. And I'm going to take those Buffalo Bills by the 5.5. The Chargers were lucky to even beat the Jets last week. They cannot hold leads, even if they can get them. And in this game, they are inferior to the Buffalo Bills. I just do not expect them to travel well to the East Coast, deal with the cold weather, and then contend with one of the better teams in the AFC. I will take Josh Allen and the Bills by 5.5, coming off a bye, playing at home against a bad team that's used to playing on the West Coast and in warm weather. So that's bet number one for me. Bet number two, the Seattle Seahawks, favored by 5.5. I think I had it at. It might be at 6 now. Either way, they're taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. And if you think the Chargers are bad, the Eagles might actually be worse than them right now. Their defense is bad. Their offense is even worse. And I don't even think they have a remote chance in this game against Seattle, who's arguably a top two or three team in the NFC. Russell Wilson and company going to dominate. Chris Carson might return, which only makes the Seahawks that much more scary. And things have gotten so bad in Philadelphia right now that there are fans starting to call for Jalen Hurts to take over at quarterback for Carson Wentz. I'm sorry, I want nothing to do with the Philadelphia Eagles, and I want everyone against the Philadelphia Eagles. And bet number three for me before I turn things over to you, Mr. Stromey, Miami Dolphins, New York Jets, total of 46.5. Give me the under. The Jets offense is terrible unless they're playing the Chargers. So that's the first thing to consider. Secondly, did you see what the Dolphins did last week on the road in cold weather against the Broncos? It was terrible. So Yes, the Dolphins are going to win this game versus a winless Jets team. I expect them to, no problem. But I see a very low-scoring game, maybe a 23-16, 24-17 type of score. If we even get 40 points, I'd be surprised. 41 max. I'm loving the under of the 46.5. So I got the under in Miami and the Jets. I got Seattle by 5.5, even if it goes up to 6. I got the Bills by 5.5. And that's what I got. Enough of me. Come on in, Mike.
Yeah, so I guess since I've got a part in two of those three games, we'll start with the Jets and the Dolphins there. And you got to take on the under rather. And I kind of see where you're coming from. I don't know if it was the cold weather in Denver or maybe it was the altitude, because even in an NFL season where there's no fans, I do think that Denver will have a home field advantage just due to the fact that they're the only team in the NFL that lives and breathes and practices at altitude. So maybe that was a little bit of an issue. That being said, the New York Football Jets have been sneakily been covering numbers over the last 3 weeks. The Los Angeles
Chargers.
Broke
up a little bit there. Now you're back. The Chargers. I hear you now.
Okay. They backdoored the Chargers last week. With Joe Flacco at the quarterback position and all three Jet receivers healthy, they seem to be throwing the ball a little bit more. Miami's pass defense did get off to a great start, but has been a little bit sluggish lately. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets flirt with a win but come up short in this game. So I'm going to take the +7 there. Lou, you said that you want the Buffalo Bills -5.5. I'm actually going the other way. And instead of taking 5.5, which is just a weird dead number, I'm just going to take them on the money line at +205. Listen, last week we went 4 money line dogs. We went 2-2. The Titans hit at +225. The Rams hit at +180. That's a profitable day when it comes to that. I'm going to take with the LA Chargers at +205. We had the Saints 2 weeks ago at +200. We had the Pittsburgh Steelers in Baltimore as a dog. I'm starting to feel where these dogs are coming. I think it's the Chargers in this matchup. Listen, I'm not scared about them going to the East Coast. They have traveled there before and basically hung around and been successful. Listen, it's the Chargers. It could go either way with this team. You know, there's going to be some sort of weird, quirky way where they're going to find a way to lose. But I'm thinking I'm getting value with the Chargers at +205, just given the fact that if you really break down who these teams are, they're very, very similar. You know, if you look at Josh Allen, you look at the way Justin Herbert's been playing, it's very comparable. Both teams have major question marks with their rushing attack. Their offenses are structured very similarly with Keenan Allen and with Stephon Diggs and the complementary pieces beside them. The Chargers have an advantage at tight end and with Hunter Henry, where the Bills struggle defensively against them. And I'm not saying the Chargers are perfect defensively as well. They have criminally underperformed as a defense, but I think we're getting major value with the LA Chargers, so I'm going to take them straight up on the money line at +205, and I'm going to lay the points with the LA Rams in a revenge spot in a divisional game against the San Francisco 49ers. Listen, I know they walked into San Francisco in prime time and laid an egg back earlier in the season, but the Rams have turned a new leaf since then. They've been playing tremendous football, took care of the Bears with ease, took down the Bucks, took down the Seattle Seahawks. A lot of quality wins for this LA Rams team, and they are the only team in the NFL that is top 10 in passing yards per game, top 10 in rushing yards per game, top 10 in passing yards allowed per game, and top 10 in rushing yards allowed per game. They're the only NFL team in they're the only team in the NFL that qualifies in all of those statistics in the top 10, and I'm only laying a touchdown against a San Francisco team that's limping its way to the edge. Give me the Rams. I'm going to lay the points with I'm going to lay the touchdown with the Golden Horns.
I love that Rams pick. I'm definitely going to be talking about that Rams pick this weekend on Sports Overnight America because I did like it very much. Two teams definitely heading in opposite directions for sure. That Niners team is much different than the one that beat the Rams earlier. And this Rams team, as you mentioned, playing phenomenal football. I actually moved them up to, I think, the number four spot. Four or five spot in my power rankings. The Colts or them are in the 4-5 spot. I forget which one is which now. You'll have to go check out the article, I guess. A little bit of a self-promotion there. But over to our surefire bets of the week, Mike. I got the Arizona Cardinals over the New England Patriots. I saw the line at 1.5. I've seen it at 2. I've seen it at 2.5. If it goes up to 3 or more, I might start to back off a little bit. 2.5 or less, though, I'm all over it. Cardinals are still one of the better teams in the NFC right now. They just play in a very good division, the best division in football. They're in any other division. Not only are they better than 6-4, but they're probably in first place. The Pats, on the other hand, are not all that good. They were essentially eliminated from playoff contention last week, even though they're still mathematically alive. The Cardinals played on Thursday night in Week 11. They have 10 days to prepare for this game. They're fully rested. I think they win this game without much resistance, especially if they can find a way to contain Cam Newton and force him to throw the ball. That's how the Texans were able to beat the Patriots in Week 11. They forced Cam to throw the ball 40 times. Cam also only rushed 3 times for 6 yards. If you want to beat the 2020 New England Patriots, you make Cam throw the ball 40 times and don't let him run the ball often. 3 rushes, 6 yards for Cam on the ground, and 40 pass attempts is a recipe to lose if you're the New England Patriots. Take that from what the Texans did, Arizona, and do the same thing, and you will win handily. Mike, over to you.
Yeah, if we're talking locks of the week, I'm going to be a little bit conservative this week and not take a plus money dog on the money line like I have. Unfortunately, I don't feel that strongly enough against the Chargers to do it, evidently enough. But I do feel very strongly about this next pick. And we're going to go with the... I wanted so badly for the Kansas City Chiefs to be laying a field goal or less. Unfortunately, it opened at 3. It went to 3.5 today. I missed out. Ho-hum. Woe is me. I'm going to attack the Kansas City Chiefs because I do think there is a very interesting angle in this game that will pay off, and that's the team total. We're going to go over 30.5 team total points scored by the Kansas City Chiefs, and listen to this. Okay, so this season, they have gone over 30 points. They've gone over 30.5 points 7 of 10 games. And you date back to last season, you know, they scored 31 in the Super Bowl, 35 in the AFC Championship, 51 against Houston. Week 17 of last year, 31, 26, 23, 23, 40, 24, 32. They haven't scored less than 23 points since week 5 of last year, where they only scored 13 at home on Sunday Night Football to the Indianapolis Colts. That is an incredible run. If 23 points is my floor, we only need another touchdown to get to the number when it comes to variance. The 30.5 is it's pretty much a lock as far as I'm concerned. If you want that number, bet it now because I guarantee it'll climb by the time 4:25 Sunday rolls around.
4:25 on Sunday, still 4 or 5 days away, I think, at least. So Yeah.
Get it in.
It's going to change. And a number of these lines are going to change. That's why we come out with them now, try to give you that edge before things start to change around a little bit and lines become adjusted to injury reports and whatever it might be. Of course, you can catch Mike and I every Wednesday for our gambling preview, Thursdays for our DFS previews, and subscribe, of course, to our show, the First and Goal Show on the Sports Grid Radio Network via iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Also want to mention our partners over at Fantasy Football Blueprint. You can go check out fantasyfootballblueprint.com. If you want some fun information with DFS, the showdown slates, get all my gambling picks and the whole staff's gambling picks every week, some esports as well. Really good stuff over there, so go check them out. But thanks for tuning in, folks. I'm Lou Landers. That was Mike Strome. Of course, check out our DFS show every Thursday. Reminder for our Thanksgiving special preview as well. But until next time, happy gambling. Gamble responsibly, folks. Okay? Just gamble responsibly.